More than 500,000 Czechs are currently out of work, with a rate of unemployment growing from 8% in November of last year to 8.6% in December. While a jump in unemployment figures is not unusual for this season, experts warn that the growing number of persons aged 50 and over who find themselves out of a job and with little chance of getting hired poses a serious long-term problem for the economy. Sarah Borůvka talked to the former finance minister and Raiffeisen Bank chief economist Pavel Mrlík about expected labour market developments for 2012.
In December, there is always a jump in the level of officially registered unemployment because a lot of companies are closing contracts with the employees. So there is normal that there is a big jump, and this year it was from 8% in November to 8.6% in December. The second point is that it was higher than what the market expected, and it shows that the situation in the economy is not very good. And we expect further increase of unemployment in the upcoming period. The third point, which is important, however, is that we don't see, if we look to the details of the figures, any big layoffs. The bigger problem is that there is no appropriate creation of new jobs.
And if we look at the specific age group of those 50, aged 50 and above, how is the unemployment developing there, and what effect will this have on the Czech economy?
Here the unemployment level is higher, but the biggest problem, and it's a long-term problem in the Czech economy, is that there are not appropriate government support program for this specific group of people, because many of them are not much attractive, particularly for private employers, because there is strong competition from younger ones. And at the same time, usually the retirement age is over 60, somewhere between 60 to 65. It depends on particular situation of each employee. So particularly the group of people which are about 55, they have little chance in the labor market, and the earliest possible entrance into some retirement scheme is something like 58. So these people can have quite huge income problems.
And how do you think will the government approach this issue, especially with also the retirement age being raised?
There was some vague agreement that there will be some program of pre-retirement schemes for some groups of employees, but it is for the time being in form of some government declaration, and there are no specificities around. And from longer-term perspective, this problem is not new. We have it since at least mid-1990s, and so far the governments were omitting this specific group.
And lastly, overall, how do you think will the unemployment develop in this year, 2012, which by many European leaders has been dubbed a crisis year?
For sure, the unemployment levels will be rising. We expect that the average unemployment rate in the Czech Republic in 2012 will be 9%, and in 2011, the annual average was 8.5%. So it's not a big difference. We don't expect some principal worsening of employment situation. Nothing compared to, let's say, switch from 2008 to 2009. But still, it will be a relatively high unemployment level. And I would emphasize that particularly the problem will be for new entrants to the labor market and for those which are freshly unemployed to get a new job, because we don't expect that there will be big layoffs, but what we expect is that there will be no creation of new jobs.
Sarah Borůvka there, talking to the Raiffeisen Bank chief economist Pavel Mrlík.